This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thank you for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today, if you missed it, we are coming off of our Heart Health Workshop. We are also coming off of Heart Health Month. So I'm going to share some supplements that are a necessity for you to take if you want to be heart healthy. So I'm going to give you some specific supplements, why you should take them, but most importantly, the ins, the outs, and the whys to heart health. So we had just a great event. If you have not come to an event yet in our office, I cannot tell you what you're missing out on. Honestly, I get super excited to have these events. But I think I get so excited is because I see how excited patients get, how they feel like they're empowered, how they feel like they have the ability and the opportunity to take action. But then just seeing how they feel and how much better their body's functioning. Oh my goodness. Like when we were in the office just the week after the makeovers, right? The health transformation makeovers. It is absolutely amazing to see how awesome and empowered these people really truly feel. And so that's ultimately our goal, being able to figure out at Greenwood Family Chiropractic health as a whole. I talked to someone yesterday who a patient in the office who's had problems more recently with his GI tract. So he said, "Hey, I went to my GI doctor and I got an endoscopy." Right? It's where they put you under anesthesia and they put a camera down your throat and they take pictures to kind of see what's going on. And I said, "Well, what did he say?" And he was like, "Well, I didn't ever even talk to the doctor." And I was like, that's a pretty big procedure to go through and never talk to the doctor. And so he said, "Yeah, I never talked to the doctor, but the person who called me to let me know about the lab itself said, hey, don't worry, everything looks fine. Keep taking the medications, keep doing what you're doing." And he said, "It didn't make sense because if I have these problems, why would I still keep doing the same things that I was doing before? And then why did I have that procedure overall?" You know, and then he said, "And then I have my GI doctor, and then I have my, you know, he's got an allergist," and I'm just like, "Oh my goodness gracious, this sounds exhausting." But none of them, I said, have they kind of come together and talked about co-care with you? Like, what are they doing together to help you? And he said, "No." And I was like, "Okay." We are doctors of cause. And I think that's so incredibly important, is figuring out, getting down to the root cause of the problem, because he has these allergies. And this patient said, "You know, I had this old school allergist, and all the new doctors I talk to say, you know what? They think that this old doc is crazy because he kept treating me for candida, for yeast." And he like looked at me like I should agree. And I was like, "Did he test you for yeast?" He's like, "No." And I'm like, "Right. So he's not crazy for treating you for yeast. The other doctors aren't necessarily crazy for not treating you if you've never been tested, right? Like that's what we do in the office. We actually can test to see specifically in terms of vitamins, mineral deficiencies that you may have. If there is gastrointestinal upset, right? If you have bacteria overgrowth, if you have leaky gut, if you have yeast or candida, a fungal overgrowth, it lets us see if there's DNA oxidation. So literally damage to the DNA itself. It's just one of the most amazing tests that we can do that looks overall, it looks at neurotransmitters. It looks at how you methylate B vitamins. If you have a B vitamin deficiency, it looks at if you have a detoxification issue, right? You have to look at the system as a whole on a cellular level, not bit and piece out different organ systems, right? That's the problem that I think people have so much, is that we're not addressing the body as a whole. We're addressing them in systems, and that can't figure out why, if we don't talk congruently amongst providers, why overall you're not going to get well. You know, there's an opportunity for you to get well. We just have to give the body back that opportunity, right? And that's what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. If you want more information, initial exam and consultation is just $25. So initial exam and consultation is $25 to be able to sit down, go through a little bit more what's going on, figure out overall how we can help you the most. So before we get into some more specifics about heart health and some beneficial supplements for your heart, we're going to get into some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News from CNN. Hot baths, saunas can relieve pain, may help the heart. It actually says hot baths, saunas can relieve pain, may help heart. It's kind of a poorly worded title. So they talk about how a gentleman, Don Benedict, played handball competitively for 30 years. To stay in shape, he ran 5 miles every other day. But decades of pounding the pavement took its toll. So when Benedict was 57 years old, he ruptured a disc in his back. And then it happened again. He had had 3 back surgeries. And the last one, he said, made things worse. He said, I found out that they compressed my spinal cord nerves so long that they went into a condition called arachnoiditis. Scar tissue pressed on his nerves, because of course, if you go in there, you cut. You create scar tissue, causing constant pain. Doctors prescribed heavy-duty painkillers, including Oxycontin and Tramadol, along with anti-anxiety pills. He took them for years, a total of 14 doses of pills a day. The drugs took away only some of the pain. Most of the time, Benedict just lay in bed because despite the pills, it was too painful for him to do anything else. He said, depression comes along with pain. When you have something this debilitating, you have to be depressed. But after years on painkillers, he found another way. So he thought back to a time he was a summer river guide taking guests down Idaho Salmon River with his wife. They stopped where there were some natural hot springs. So they talk about soaking in hot springs makes pain go away. He said, we actually sought that out to get comfortable. Well, if it did it for me then, it should do it for me now. So for the past 4 years, he and his wife have been coming to hot springs 3 times a week in Idaho City, Idaho. The hot water makes me feel so much better that it seems like all my troubles go away. Those nerves become more relaxed in such a way that I can be out of pain for 6 to 8 hours. The spring bubbles up in an Olympic sized pool where the water temperature hovers between 97 to 99 degrees. Within months, Benedict goes off more than half of his pain pills that he was on. He said, not only did I drop the pills in numbers, I dropped the medication in potency. He soaks with his wife, Susan, who says the soaking helps her improve her severe asthma, relaxing the muscles around her throat. He talks about, my mental state while I'm soaking is terrific. So hot water helping with pain. When you step into a hot bath, Burke, head of Emory's University Center for Rehabilitation Medicine, Hot baths expand the blood vessels in those areas and allow the healing properties within the blood to be delivered. They relax the muscles, which takes the tension off of them and the nerves that have been injured. Beyond just pain relief, studies find that there might be far more profound benefits to hot soaking in saunas as well. I think this is awesome because we actually have a sauna in our office. I'll tell you about it. But they talk about in a 2016 study published in the Journal of Physiology found that 8 weeks of repeated hot water immersion lowered blood pressure and caused arteries to become more flexible and healthy in young adults. Scientists in Finland have focused on the benefits of sauna. Their study, published in the American Journal of Hypertension, followed more than 1,600 middle-aged men with normal blood pressure who used sauna over a 25-year period. People who visited a sauna 2 to 3 times a week were 24% less likely to have hypertension compared to those who visited once a week or less. Those who visited 4 to 7 times a week had a 46% reduction. That's phenomenal. 46% reduction. And even more profound was an association found between saunas and dementia. A 2016 study out of Finland found that frequent heat exposure from saunas throughout the week was associated with a lower risk of dementia. The study followed more than 2,300 healthy men who used the sauna each week for 6 years. They go on to talk about saunas used in Emory's University for brain injury patients. He said, I routinely recommend the sauna as a quick way, 20 minutes, 4 times a week, to preserve the brain that hasn't been hurt. He believes that in the sauna, small blood vessels in the brain open, possibly stopping micro deterioration in the brain. The idea appears that it increases your core temperature. This is one thing that's passive and easier to do, especially of people who have injury, who needs to keep their brain and heart in good condition, but can't physically do some of the exercises. So I just think it's awesome. So you have this gentleman who is super active, running, right? Ran for tons of years, herniated a disc, and then herniates another disc, right? So one, oftentimes those disc herniations, when you're looking at preventative measures through structural correction, what we do in our office, but he went through 3 back surgeries, and the last one actually made him worse. It made him worse, right? So they had him on tons of super heavy medication, Oxycontin, Tramadol, anti-anxiety pills, 14 doses a day, but yet starts to do something holistic, right? Or less invasive, less medically minded, right? When does your pain doctor, when do you go in for back pain with a herniated disc and surgery and they say, hey, have you ever tried saunas? Have you ever tried hot baths? Like, so maybe you don't live in Idaho, right? Because we're in Indiana. We're in Indiana. So I don't know. If you know of any hot springs in Indiana, you better be emailing me and let me know. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic@gmail.com. But you think, just a warm bath. So if you have a bathtub that you can sit in and put some Epsom salt in, right? 2 cups of Epsom salt for a warm bath. How amazing is that? We actually have a sauna in our office. It's an infrared sauna. So there's different types of sauna. Infrared is one of the best and has tons of health benefits. I'm going to share some of those when we come back.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy.
You know what makes me happy? When my heart is healthy. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Man, I couldn't help but laugh because that's quite the tongue twister. You know what makes me happy? When my heart is healthy. Oh, your goodness. But it's true. Man, I tell you what. It's been crazy to see the amount of patients, new patients who've come in following our heart health workshop. And they've had, you know, 4+ heart attacks. It's crazy. I'm just like, okay, all right. We have to start looking. I feel like when you have one heart attack, that should be a huge, huge warning sign for your body. So it's like, okay, well, how can we make sure that we're taking care of our body so it isn't the next one, right? If you have one, what are you doing to prevent the second one? If you've had two, what are you doing to prevent the third one? What are you doing proactively on your health? And so that's what kind of leads me in. We're going to talk about one more specifically, maybe two, depending on how much time I have, only because this is a direction I didn't plan on going talking about this. But when we went through health in the news, we talked about how saunas can help with heart health. Now, not all saunas are created equal. I think this is important because there's so often times I'll go walking through a home show and I'll see a sauna that's $100, and then I'll see a sauna that's $1,000, and then I'll see a sauna that's $10,000. And you're like, well, what is the difference? Again, not all saunas are the same. So there's different types of saunas. One is kind of the traditional dry sauna. Can be heated with fire, hot stone, gas, electricity. This is oftentimes what I see at the gyms, right? If there's a sauna at the gym, it's typically a traditional dry sauna. Another one is steam saunas. So this is one that you can generate steam by applying water on a heating element. This is one where most of the gyms that have the dry sauna say, don't put water on the coils. And the last one's infrared. So infrared actually uses invisible light with certain frequencies to penetrate and heat up the body's tissue directly. So there's three types of infrared. There's near, there's mid-infrared, far. And so near, mid, and far all together is considered full-spectrum infrared sauna. That is one of the best saunas. Are the ones that you're getting full spectrum. Reason being is because when you're just doing dry or steam sauna, it's a heat, but it doesn't have the invisible light component with the different frequencies, right? It's just hot in there. So what are some benefits? So it turns out just heating and sweating alone has a positive benefit, right? It's part of working out if you look at it. You can induce heat shock proteins. This can keep components of the cells functioning longer. It imitates cardiovascular exercise, which makes sense, right? You're getting hot, your body's heating up. It forces your cardiovascular system to work harder to eliminate heat. So it increases blood flow, sweating, cardiovascular fitness, but can also lead to the post-exercise euphoria, right? So some of those positive responders, dopamine. It improves brain function. They found that it increases growth hormones, triggers muscle growth and growth of new brain cells, and it helps reduce stress. But what about for the infrared? So how infrared sauna works is that it's very unique that it can affect other positive changes in our cells and organ systems in a way that traditional heated saunas can't. That's while traditional saunas heat the air or steam to heat the body, infrared uses invisible light just below red light frequencies to penetrate and heat up the tissues directly to a depth about an inch and a half into the skin. So although your eyes can't see it, we can feel it as gentle radiant heat. How cool. So the really fancy word for that is photobiomodulation. Photobiomodulation. So basically, it means the molecules can be excited by specific light frequencies. So the higher the frequency of light is, the more excited, the more energy it carries. So the excited molecules then go through a process to release the energy and return to a normal state. So far infrared. Well, let's go through near infrared first. Near infrared's fine. This is typically the one when you have someone who says, I have an infrared sauna. If it's not full spectrum, it likely just has the near infrared. So it's a higher frequency of red light. And it can excite energy-producing enzymes in the mitochondria. So remember, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. So it initiates healing processes inside of the cell. So it includes increasing cellular ATP production, reducing oxidative stress, and reducing overall inflammation, right? Now, far infrared. This is where it's really important. If you are looking at a good, great, amazing sauna, it needs to be far infrared. Here's where some heart health comes into play. According to a review of all published scientific literature about infrared saunas, the biggest researched benefits seem to be the coronary benefits, most notably in their ability to help normalize blood pressure and reduce the chance of congestive heart failure. It's pretty cool. The model, the type that we have is Sunlighten. So Sunlighten. Sunlighten is a full spectrum infrared sauna. What's interesting is Sunlighten saunas are shown to stabilize blood pressure. So only Sunlighten saunas have been clinically determined to provide one of the best natural ways to lower blood pressure. So in a 2005 clinical study by the University of Missouri, Kansas City, Sunlighten's far infrared heaters were shown to lower blood pressure through a program of 30-minute infrared sauna sessions 3 times a week. The study concluded that Sunlighten infrared sauna therapy dilated blood vessels, so dilated is like opened up, and reduced the volume of their inner lining, thus increasing circulation to promote healthy blood pressure. Additionally, a Japanese study published in October of 2008, issue of the Journal of Cardiology, examined the clinical effectiveness and safety of infrared blood pressure therapy as compared to standard therapies. The report concluded that far infrared sauna is both safe and effective at improving clinical symptoms and cardiac function, as well as decreasing cardiac size in chronic heart failure patients. So repeated infrared sauna treatments improved impaired blood vessel function in patients with high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. This suggests a preventative role for infrared sauna for arteriosclerosis. How cool, right? There are tons of benefits when it comes, but we're talking about heart health today. So when you talk about heart health, something as simple as hopping in our infrared sauna a couple times a week. And that's one where if you want more information, we have different packages. So if you just want to come once, if you want to come for 25 minutes versus 45 minutes, if you want to buy a package of a couple or a little bit more, or what we have is a time slot. So you would say, hey, for the next 3 months, I'm going to come every other week. And that time slot is yours every other week on whatever date it is. So it's just a great way to look at heart health and natural ways, right? Versus medication. And there's a time and a place for medication. Remember, very clearly, I don't put people on medication. I don't take people off medication. But if there's a way to naturally address blood pressure, then why aren't we more proactive, right? Let me just throw in a couple last benefits before we move on to some really great dietary changes or supplementation, right? Another thing that it does is it helps with the detoxification. So a systematic review in 2012 found that toxic heavy metals are arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury are found in sweat of people who are exposed to the heavy metals. They were found that mercury levels normalized with repeated sauna use. So someone who has amalgam fillings, who have been exposed to lots of flu shots with the thimerosal in them. Anti-aging muscle group and injury healing. How awesome. In aging mice, an increase in heat shock proteins helped delayed aging and improved cognitive function. They also showed that far infrared has a powerful anti-inflammatory effect that can help accelerate injury healing. So people who are injured, right, come on in. Mood, mental health, and cognitive function. So they looked at improving cognitive function overall. Weight loss and metabolic diseases. They looked at inflammatory and autoimmunity. This is huge. Cardiovascular disease, diabetes, chronic kidney disease, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, Sjogren's, right? I have a couple patients with Sjogren's. And when I read this article, I'm like, hey, someone with rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, chronic bronchitis, poor sleep. It talked about sleep. A Japanese study found that far infrared rays exposure improves sleep quality in both rats and insomniac human subjects. Skin health. I looked at skin health. Your body increases blood flow to the skin. Skin problems like eczema and psoriasis involve both inflammatory and vulnerability of the skin barriers. So it helps with that. Cellulite reduction. Hey, never mad about that. So it's just when there's tons and tons of great benefits. So it's just one that you look overall. Can saunas help you? If you answered yes to any of those, come in and check us out. See what we can do. If you want more information, give us a call. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic@gmail.com. So when we come back, this supplement, if taken regularly, may not only significantly lessen your likelihood to die from heart failure, but also makes you less than half as likely to die from any cause at all. We'll tell you what it is next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. She sets the city on fire, burns like a million lighters. I'm going up, I couldn't get much higher.
She sets the city on fire. Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can always check out my Facebook page, Dr. Leanne Schluter. S-C-H-L-U-E-T-E-R. Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, if I told you, you could take a supplement. And they showed that if you took this supplement for 10 years, you would find that there was a significantly less likelihood of dying from heart failure. There was a less than half, you are less than half as likely to die from any cause at all, and half as likely to have a major adverse cardiac event during those 10 years. Do you think that you would take it? I hope your answer would be yes. Now, what is it that I'm talking about? The answer is CoQ10. CoQ10. So this, more specifically, it was from the European Journal of Heart Failure. And it posted studies relating to data on CoQ10. Coenzyme Q10. So it was a 10-year study that conclusively showed that CoQ10 supplementation significantly improved survival rate for even the most severe heart failure patients, while radically reducing incidence of hospitalization. So the study shows that CoQ10 supplementation can restore deficiency of CoQ10 levels in patients with moderate to severe heart failure, extend lifespan, and improved quality of life. Pretty awesome, huh? I think it's an easy thing that you can do. So let's break down CoQ10, right? So let's talk about CoQ10. So CoQ10 is short for coenzyme Q10. And it is an element for many daily functions and is required for every single cell inside of the body. As an antioxidant that protects cells from ongoing aging, CoQ10 has been used in medicine practices for decades, especially for treating heart problems. So it's an antioxidant in the body, right? And so it's synthesized within the body naturally, and it's used for different functions, including supplying cells with energy. The reason that it's not considered a quote-unquote vitamin is because all animals, including humans, can make small amounts of coenzymes on their own without the help of food. Pretty interesting, huh? So how it works. So in order to sustain enough energy to perform normal bodily functions, inside our cells have tiny organelles called mitochondria. And they take fat and other nutrients and they turn them into usable sources of energy. The conversion process requires the presence of CoQ10, right? So you eat food, fats, carbohydrates, protein. They break down, right, into either amino acids, fatty acids, or sugar. And it runs through the Krebs cycle, the citric acid cycle. And it uses CoQ10 and it spits it out as energy. This is how you turn food into energy. And it's not just for turning food into energy. It's not just for producing cellular energy. It's also needed for defending cells from damage caused by harmful free radicals. So CoQ10 is incredibly important. So should you take CoQ10? This is really interesting to me because when I did some functional medicine testing on myself, I would have never thought that I myself needed CoQ10. I would have never thought that I needed CoQ10. But I did. I'm always surprised how much I needed. And so I started taking CoQ10. And here's the other thing too. Our CoQ10 in the office, which is one of the better forms, also is paired with lipoic acid. So it's kind of like vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, right? So you absorb more if you take it with fat. CoQ10 becomes more bioavailable if you take it with lipoic acid. So our CoQ10, you don't need to take as much as you typically would if you took CoQ10 by itself, because CoQ10 paired with lipoic acid, so each capsule of ours only has 60 milligrams, and most people say, oh my gosh, that's not enough. But it's paired with lipoic acid, so it makes it way more bioavailable with only having to take less. Now, when you look, people who would typically, I would recommend for someone to take CoQ10. And most of the people are can be with heart problems. So if you have a history of heart attack or coronary heart disease, if you have high cholesterol, especially if you're taking statin drugs. So statin drugs, which are cholesterol-lowering drugs, inhibit your body's ability to create CoQ10. So this is often where you see people with like muscle aches and pains, joint aches and pains, because it takes away that CoQ10 and it's the energy that the muscles need to contract. The problem with all of this, though, is when you think about it, if it shows that statin drugs actually atrophy and damage the muscles themselves, well, guess what your heart is? Your heart is a muscle, right? So if you're on statins, CoQ10 is a 100% must. My grandma, she's super old school. She's on statin drugs. And I told her, first off, I said, you need to be on CoQ10. She was like, well, I have to ask my doctor. And I was like, just take it. So she came back a couple months later and she goes, do you want to know what? I asked my doctor about that CoQ10 that you wanted me to take. And he told me I should be taking it. I was like, I know, Grandma. So history of heart attacks and coronary heart disease, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, angina, mitral valve prolapse. Also, people, if you don't have a heart-related issue and think, hey, I don't need to take it. This was me. I never had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I didn't have a history of heart attacks. But what I did need is it helps with lower fatigue and boost stamina. It helps restore antioxidants, helps stabilize blood sugar, supports healthy gums, reduces muscular dystrophy, helps treat cognitive disorders, including Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. It helps improve patients with hereditary mitochondrial disorders, and it may help with other things, including cancer, hormone imbalance, diabetes, viruses, and infection. Oh, by the way, it also defends against free radical and signs of aging, including muscle loss and skin changes. So I'm just like, oh my goodness, CoQ10. There's so many health benefits of it because it's ATP. You think as a whole, we are just one giant, well-orchestrated globs of cells. That's all we are. But in order to serve that purpose, your cell needs energy, right? So your eyeballs, your kidney cells, your digestive, your bladder, right? All those cells have a purpose. Now, there are some great sources of food that contain CoQ10, and I'll tell you what they are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Do what it takes, whatever it takes.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter, Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We are located at the corner of 135 and Fairview on the north side of Greenwood. You can come check out our office. Stop by, say hello. One of my most favorite is when people come by to say hi and they stop in the office, or you're a new patient. When you come in and one of our team members, our tech CA, will bring you back into the consult room. And I'll come in. And I saw a woman yesterday. She was referred in by her sister-in-law. And she had these big eyes. And she was like, well, I've seen chiropractic before, but it didn't work. And I'm like, well, good. If you've been to a chiropractor before, you know, seeing our office, you know what we do here is very different. You know, when you walk in, it's not the white-walled, closed doors. Like, there are people, and they're happy. And it's, you know, we have music playing, and it's just a place of healing. It's a place of health. And, you know, the pre and post adjustment therapies. And she goes, oh yeah, this is different. And I'm like, well, this is why we see different results. You know, it's because of what we do here is different. You know, we get to the root cause of health problems and figure out natural ways to help with those. So now CoQ10. Well, here's what's interesting for me. So CoQ10, I do supplement with CoQ10 because I went through some of the functional lab testing and I found out that I was deficient in there. And I ate a lot of these foods. So one of the very best foods for supplying CoQ10, one of them is grass-fed beef and free-range chicken, right? Grass-fed beef and free-range chicken. You have to look. Quality of meat is important. In terms of fish, herring, and rainbow trout, here's some great things. And this one, fish too. Mackerel and sardines, also really great. Now these are awesome ones. Sesame seed, pistachio nuts, broccoli and cauliflower, oranges and strawberries, cage-free eggs, right? So it's part of I feel like I eat a lot of those. It's part of a really well-balanced diet. in terms of proteins, nuts, seeds, fruits, veggies, good healthy fats. So those are just some of the ones. Now, if you're not sure, you can test. But I was so incredibly surprised. I'm so incredibly surprised at how much better I felt after taking it, right? Surprised how much better I felt after taking it. It's crazy. Now, what about magnesium? I feel like I would be doing you a disservice if I didn't also talk to you about magnesium for heart health. Now, magnesium is actually the fourth most abundant mineral inside of your body. So researchers have detected that more than 3,750 magnesium binding sites on human proteins, which is why it has so much of an indication for health effects. There are more than 300 different enzymes that rely on magnesium for proper function. 300. How crazy. So the average person, 50 to 80% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. Now, typically, we used to get magnesium from our food, right? But over the course of time, the fact that we don't do crop cycling anymore, our food has changed. And so has the nutrient value in it. So magnesium plays an important role for your body's biochemical processes. So we talked about ATP. Remember, ATP is the energy inside of the cell. It helps with the creation of ATP. It actually helps relax blood vessels, helps muscle and nerve function, including the action of your heart. Think about muscle. Your heart is a muscle. Helps with proper formation of bone and in teeth. Helps with blood sugar and insulin sensitivity, right? So magnesium, I tell you what, there's tons of statistics when you look at magnesium and its association with lowering cardiovascular disease. They found that 200 milligrams a day increase in dietary magnesium is associated with a 22% lower risk of fatal ischemic heart disease. Pretty good. They also talk about magnesium may be a key for blood pressure control as well. They find that taking a daily dose of 368 milligrams of magnesium, if it was taken for 3 months, lowered systolic and diastolic by 2 points each, top and bottom, right? Higher magnesium intake was associated with improved blood flow. So magnesium is a great one. Where is magnesium? Again, we ideally want to get these through your food. So magnesium-rich foods, spinach, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, Swiss chard, turnip greens, kale, beet greens, collard greens, romaine lettuce, bok choy, right? So get it. Leafy greens are those that are the highest in magnesium. Also present in avocados, herbs and spices. But get your leafy greens in. It's even more reason. Think, it helps with, again, they found that people who had proper ratios of magnesium had a 48% lower risk of high blood pressure, 69% lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So get it from your diet. And if you're not eating right, then you have to supplement, right? So magnesium, CoQ10. Something else when you're looking at heart health that's so important is getting adjusted. The nerves in the base of your neck are the nerves that go out to the heart. And this is one where I see so often that people say, I'm eating right, I'm exercising, and nothing will change it. They actually did a research study that's done by University of Chicago Journal of Hypertension in 2007. They found that a specific adjustment to the very top bone in your neck actually lowers blood pressure better than two medications combined, HCTC and lisinopril. They did the study over and over and over again. Why? Because it opens up the nerve spaces that go out to your heart. That's function, that's flow, that's communication, right? So I'm sure you probably have lots of questions about your heart and heart health. And those are ones that we can answer in the office, right? Being able to have the opportunity to be able to educate you, to lead you more correctly, but know exactly what's going on with you so that there isn't any guessing, right? Initial exam consultation in the office is just $25. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can go online and schedule an appointment. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Again, or give us a call, 893-2853. Thanks so much for tuning in. I always look forward to educating you about how to be proactive on your health. But always remember that your power is on.